Yeah. Pretty much, you know, you can go ahead and put us on. All right. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon.
Morning.
It is. Afternoon. We are in Hernando County on December the 18th. It is currently 12:20, and we're hearing petition 202. Please introduce yourself, petitioner.
Jay Talley with Elite Pallardy Incorporated.
And if I could get you guys to snap a little bit, is he also being amplified? Okay, all right.
Do I need to get closer? Okay.
I just want to make sure I catch it on my recording.
Gotcha.
Okay. I hear them all again. Okay, I'm sorry. So, James Talley?
Jay Talley. Yep. With Lee Pallardy Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Property Appraiser's Office.
Sam Gomez for the County Appraiser's Office.
And Freddie Blackburn with the Property Appraiser's Office.
And Stephen Eisen, Special Magistrate. Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, so I have a petitioner name for Petition 202 noted as Mark and Kristen Pulcredi. And Jay Talley / Sarah Hill. Are you the property owner, or are you just representing them?
I'm just representing them.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I have via the petition, I have a parcel ID noted as R12-22-31-61-900-40-0240. Petitioner, have you read the opening comments of value, the overview, the VAB process, the taxpayer's information sheet? Do you have any questions about how all these proceedings go?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Petitioner stated that he has no questions. Sorry, your voice is kind of low. So
I'm sorry.
Once again, I have to do this. It'll matter more when you're actually talking about substantive matters. So I'm trying to say it.
Sure.
Now.
I'll speak up. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Okay. So please raise your right hand. You swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much, everyone. Oh, and I'm sorry. Did you all introduce yourselves? Did I skip the you all introducing yourselves part?
We're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Getting ahead of myself. Okay. So, all right. Values. I have your package here, Property Appraiser's package. And where is your just assessed and taxable? What page is it? What I find that on?
Page one. It's included in the synopsis.
Got it.
We would like to note that there was an adjustment during the trim time or proposed tax time. So I don't know if you want.
What is the just value, please?
Before trim or after trim?
Go ahead and give me both.
Okay.
Start with before and then the after.
If you click on it, it'll help you.
During the trim time, the just value was $1,857,601. After trim time adjustment, went down to $1,615,842.
Okay, assessed value. That was just.
That was just value.
Now assessed value, please.
During trim, the assessed value was $1,588,761. After trim's adjustment, it was $1,311,572.
Okay, and is taxable the same?
No.
Taxable is okay. What's taxable? Is it less $50,000 or less your exemption?
You want it just after the adjustment or prior to the adjustment?
You gave me the just, you gave me the assessed. I now need the taxable,
okay.
And I will need both numbers.
Yes. During the trim time, it was $1,538,761. After adjustments, it went to $1,261,572.
Thank you very much. All right, so $50,000 exemption for homesteads. Okay, so... Yes, on a change. What was the reason for the change?
The reason for the change was remeasured. We went out there and physically remeasured the exterior of the structure, looked at the site plans, et cetera. We considered some things like an elevator shaft that was not there, et cetera. Okay. So we made some adjustments based on size, in essence.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. What's our property type? Single family residence or is it commercial?
It's a single family residential property.
Okay. Square footage and your build. Sorry, I have a lot of prep questions.
Okay,
it's my normal. It allows me to frame the problem in my head before presentations.
Okay. The original build of the house is 2003, and we use adjusted square footage, so it has an adjusted square footage of 7,723. That includes everything.
7,723 is your adjusted, but what is the heated square footage? I'm not too worried about the adjusted because I might not adjust it the same way you do.
Okay.
All right. Well,
we need the base.
Let's refer to the property record cards, and I'll give you that information real quick.
Sure. Sure. No rush.
5,269 square feet.
Once again.
5,000.
Speak. Pull the microphone closer to you, please.
The square footage, heated and cooled, is 5,269.
Square feet. Yeah. I heard you. I'm just once again. I was mostly worried about the recording. Okay.
Okay.
Probably fine. My recorder's good. It has happened this year that I'm like, what? He's saying 5,269. You can just confirm at some point later if you think that's incorrect.
Well, yeah. We have the base square footage is 5,269.
Okay, all right. So there you go. All right. I have a package of information from the property appraiser. I have a package of information from the petitioner. And then is the second one rebuttal evidence, or what's the second group?
That's right there.
Is that second piece rebuttal evidence?
The second piece I gave you was the file memorandum that I'm going to be going over initially.
Okay, but was this piece of paper given to the property appraiser?
No.
The property appraiser, was there a proper evidence exchange in the first two packages?
There were, but there was also an addendum made after the fact that it was an additional sale and some information.
Let's go one step at a time. I have a package from the property appraiser.
Yes, sir.
So was there did the petitioner request in writing for a copy of your package?
Yes, sir.
And is this the package you gave them, or were there changes?
No, sir. That was it.
Property appraiser's package is considered admissible. Petitioner has a package. Did you receive this package in advance? Except there was a change, is your point? So there is some
yes, sir. There was two documents added in an email about 3 days ago.
Do you have any objection to its inclusion on the record?
No. We prefer not to include it, but at the end of the day, it's an August 2020.
What page is it on? Basically, what do you have objection to and what do you not?
That's the last two pages. I added one sale, sir.
That's fine. Well, let me identify what it is that's changed, and then we can, if you have an objection, I have to, address that as one of the first things I pretty much, they say it's the first thing I do, but effective. So, is this the sales we're talking about?
Comparable number 9.
Okay, so comp number 9, in addition, and is there any, other than on the sheet, is there an additional backup for that sale in here? Okay, so 9 was here. Okay, so what pages are you considering objecting to?
I guess it would be these two. Again, is it 2020 sale?
Let's go one second.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. So this page, what is this?
This is exchange evidence.
Okay. Is this number you guys?
That number 11, exhibit number, that number 11 was already submitted prior to.
What's the one? I got one step.
That's fine.
It's a step-by-step process. Okay, so I found that page, and then this one looks like that, and 735,000. All right. So, what are we? Gulf Wind Circle. The last one in there, that would be nice. 3076, that's the one. Okay, all right. So, all right. Real briefly. So, okay. So the balance of the package you had prior, and it was a timely submission. So that is considered admissible. Okay? So, briefly, let me look at this and see. Okay. So we have two. We have one additional sale. It's comp 9. There was a comp 9 on the Excel sheet, or a worksheet, whatever. I'm not sure. You know, on his grid. Is that the same sale?
Yes.
Number so the petitioner said yes for the record. Once again, enunciate, please. Not and the recordings don't pick up head nods either. A lot of people like to do that because they're not used to speeches. Okay, so I do already have the basic information from the adjustment grid, and the petitioner has written up a more standard appraisal software analysis for that sale. And then the cover sheet there is exchange of evidence form. I don't see any reason why your cover sheet is not admissible. So your cover sheet's admissible. It's the do you have an objection to the cover sheet? This one?
No.
It's just really saying what he's talking about. So I can't imagine why that would be not inadmissible. So are you objecting to the one additional analyzed sale? He did already submit it. He's submitting it in greater detailed analysis. So do you have an objection to that?
Go ahead.
I mean, you can. They're going to be wrong, but okay. All right. So, with no objections, considered admissible.
Gosh.
He had most of it here. It's debatable. I don't know what you're going on, but at the very least, there's not a lot of calculations. He could have talked about it. Probably, because he already had the sale in there. It probably wouldn't have changed things, except for make it take longer for me to do the recommendation. Okay. So. Those packages are considered admissible, and I still don't know what this is. So let's have a look and see what this is. This is a file memorandum of your oral testimony, your certification page. Certification page is considered admissible. Definition of appraisal terms, that's admissible. So you don't have a copy of this?
No.
You probably have a copy of it in your office. These are taken from, I'm going to guess, the appraisal of real estate?
No, I did not send that to them.
But the definitions came from the appraisal of real estate?
That's right.
Yeah, so you have a copy in your office somewhere.
No,
we have to file proper appraisal principles and practices, so including some definitions is not going to be, it's kind of like if somebody came in with some court case backup. Normally speaking, that's generally considered admissible. And a certification page is fine as well. So, as far as the first page goes, if you're going to say it, if you're actually going to be reading it, then it's going to be on the record anyway. So
right, that was the purpose of my.
But book. You haven't read it yet, so I'm not ruling on admissibility on it yet. But once you've read it, then it will be admissible.
That's fine,
because that'll save you the time of having to actually take notes. So that will save the public money. Okay, so Property Appraiser's Office, please support your assessment. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we start off on page 1 on the case synopsis. Mm-hmm. Kind of gives an overview of what we're presenting today.
Okay.
All right, so the purpose of the appraisal assessment, the fair market value of the fee simple interest of the property being described herein is for ad valorem purposes as required by Section 4, Article 7 of the Florida State's Constitution and Florida State Statute 193.011. The subject is located in Gulf Coast Rent Unit Number 2. It's lots 23, 23B, 24, and 24B.
So there's the subject home is built on 4 separate plotted lots?
Well, it's 2 lots, and there's 2 boat slips that are included, 1 per okay. lot. So when it's
1 parcel number, though, right?
1 parcel number, because okay. it'll be in the property history.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure that this isn't more than... If there were multiple different parcel numbers, multiple different values,
right.
then I would it would effectively be multiple different conditions.
Right. Once the parcels were combined, the other parcel number is no longer active.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. Just making sure.
Okay.
I once had a hearing that was, they said it was one hearing, and I came in, and there were 368 hearings.
Whoa.
So it has happened.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Okay, and we've already kind of went over the market value and the assessed values and taxable values, so I'll move on. The subject last sold for $550,000 on May 17, 2012. Subject property was last reviewed in August 26th of 2020. The appraiser found the home to be of average quality and in good condition. The home has 7,723 adjusted square feet, was built in 2003, and currently has a market rate of $200 per adjusted square foot. As far as the property history, the subject property was originally built in 2003, as stated, on lot number 24. In 2013, the adjacent property, 3082 Gulfwind Circle, lot 23, was purchased and was later merged with the subject property for the 2016 tax roll. 2016, 3082 Gulfwind Circle was demolished and permits were issued in December of that year for renovations and additions. In 2017, renovations and construction of the addition began. All work of this project was completed in 2019. The addition has increased the subject's adjusted square foot from 4,154 to the said mentioned 7,723 for the 2020 tax roll. Pictures of how the property appeared before and after the project was completed, and a historical property record card of 3082 Gulfwind Circle are included in the evidence packet. And
what page would I find those pictures?
That would be the historical stuff, the photos.
That's going to be right here. Page 68.
It starts on page 68.
Okay.
The historical.
No, it's petition.
Oh, the pictures. But it's page 68. Where's the where's the subject? Is that the that is page 68 the subject PRC?
I apologize. I may have over.
No,
so,
that's right. Page 68.
Okay,
yes.
Page 68 is where.
That's the subject PRC. That's okay. That was going to be my next question. And where on the picture I can find where the heated square feet is on there, and I'm saying that because I'm guessing on your grid you use adjusted square feet everywhere.
Correct.
And I will want to look at both numbers.
Okay. That would be on the property record card, but page.
I am looking at it. I'm looking at it now. I just want to identify where on the record card so I know how to find it on the other one.
Page 65, right above the photograph, 2017 photograph. You'll see adjusted and base.
All right. Okay. So what page does the PRC start for the subject?
64.
Okay. Thinking about 68 for that. Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay.
65. So you got your. Sorry. I'm just making sure I got the square footage again, real quick. Where was it again? Page 66, you said?
Page 65, right above the photograph. We have adjusted and base square foot.
Got it. Okay. So I'll find that. I'll be able to find that for all of them there.
Well, I'll have them. I've got mine highlighted, so if you like, I can verbally testify or tell you, or you can look at the record card, whichever is convenient.
Actually, if you have the for the comparables.
Yes, sir.
All right, where's my comparable? All right, sure. Fire away. Now, comparable number one. What is the unadjusted square footage?
Comp one is 3,208.
Thank you. Comp two.
Comp 2, 1,600.
Comp 3?
Comp 3, 2,560.
Okay. 4?
2,749.
Thank you. Last but not least.
2,208. Yes, sir.
Okay, and 5269 for the subject. Okay. It's going to be tough.
Subject is 5269, yeah?
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be tough to use comp 2 at 1600 square feet, just saying. And hopefully we have some. Petitioner, did you bring me bigger comps? Yes.
Yes, sir.
The petitioner is nodding affirmatively for the record. Property appraiser, go ahead and continue.
Back to the history of the property. Page 68, you'll see the, well, it's 3082, the house that was purchased next door and demolished.
Okay.
The property record card. Here's a 2016 aerial showing the original state of the subject property and the adjacent property of 3862, just to the west of it.
I'm sorry, what page are you on?
That's page 71.
Okay. Thank you.
Page 72, you'll see the 2017 aerial showing the subject property and the 3082 being gone. It's been raised. Then on the bottom of the page 72, you see the original state of the subject property, showing it's got metal roof and siding. The bottom's open.
They tore down that building, huh?
Well,
71.
Or
is that the new building? Did they build a new building there? Set on the page on the picture of 71.
On 71. The subject property is the one with the van or SUV kind of slanted in the driveway.
Right, sure, sure.
That's the subject. And then the one just to the west of it with the car completely facing north, that's the adjacent property that was purchased and the home was demoed.
Okay. Right.
So that's just a little bit of the history of the two properties.
Right, and then they merged the parcels.
Right, then the parcels were merged. Page 73 is a picture that was taken during construction.
Okay.
You can see it was substantially taken down down to the studs. On the colored photograph, you'll see that the roof trusses are exposed. So the interior pretty much is gutted.
Okay.
74. Just shows some more aerials of the progress of the project being done in 2019. And 2020, you'll see the final product of the work. Roof line changes, the additions. They added a front porch.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very nice. Page 75, you'll see the rear view of the original state of the property and the adjacent property of 3082, and then the finished product in 2020.
How much did they have been permits? Do you know?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. No rush. Let me know at some point.
I'll tell you right here. If you give me 2 seconds here,
I'm not going anywhere.
The residential addition for the permit value is $800,000.
Even?
Yes, sir. And there's an on page 67, you can see all the permits listed. But, lawn irrigation for $1,900, LP gas for $7,300, generator for $1,900.
It all adds up to $800?
No, that was an additional to the
$800. Okay.
That was just for...
Do you know what the total of the other additionals are? If you
don't, 7, 8, 9, 10, a little over $12,000.
Oh, so not too much.
No.
Okay, what page number was that again?
On page 67.
Thank you. Okay. So, and obviously they had the original structure there before.
Right.
So they incorporated some of the additional, the base value.
From what we can gather is they pretty much tore down one, and on the main structure they added two, they gutted it, left it basically a shell, and
then went out from there.
Right.
Yes, sir. And they also added on to that structure with a couple bay windows and a little back area on the second floor, third floor area.
Right.
As noted on page 76, you can see the end of the project where the siding's been removed. It's been replaced with stucco. The metal roof is now gone. It's now a barrel tile roof. And you can see all the additions that were put on from different angles. So a substantial amount of work went into this property.
$812,000 plus or minus.
Yeah.
That's if the permit value is right.
Right. Yeah, it was stated, the contractor on the project stated the work was about $200 per square foot to get done. So
That's
from the field appraiser that went out to do the inspection.
Okay. And that total is over $800,000.
Yeah.
If it's $200 worth.
Okay, so we go from the history. Continuing on with the appraiser completed. I'm back on page one of the synopsis. On the bottom last paragraph, the appraiser completed research in the subject's market area and reported the sales which best reflect the subject property. The comparable sales price less features value divided by the adjusted square foot indicate a comparable sales range from $126 to $219 per adjusted square foot. After adjusting for differences between the subject property and the comparable sales and deducting cost of sale, the comparable sales range from $180 to $223 per adjusted square foot. The petitioner's rate of $200 per square foot falls within this range. Page two just kind of goes into the studies that were done for the case.
Did you guys do a cost approach?
I'm sorry?
We looked at a cost approach. It's not included, but we did consider a cost approach.
On page two of the synopsis.
This is one where I would have liked, I would have liked to pause on this one just because it's, you know, finished in 2019. Obviously, it's somewhat unique. It's going to be hard to find comps for this. So, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. The area in which the subject property is located is stratified into five Gulf Front sections or GF sections in the proper appraiser's CAMA system. The map, which would be page number... Page five should be a multicolored map of the Gulf Front area.
Okay, and these are all canals?
Yes, for the most part, yes, they're all canals.
All right, and our subject, are we on the end with the Gulf View?
Yes, we're all the way to the west.
Okay.
So GF01 are the blue lots. If you want to use a color code.
Alrighty. So far, you said GF01?
GF01 is the one to the far west, to the Gulf. It's the section all in the blue.
Yeah. I'm trying to pick out which is the subject.
The one toward, it kind of looks like a hook on the bottom, on the side.
You want to show me?
There's also a map included that shows the location of the subject and all the comparable sales in relation to the subject.
Okay.
That will be on page 63 if you want to look at that as well.
Okay.
The subject property is located within that section labeled GF01, which is in blue. The appraiser conducted a study across the sections of GF01 through GF04, which would be the last section would be the sections in pink.
Are these sale prices or assessments?
These are sales, market sales in 2019.
Are subjects very large? Do you have a lot of other very large ones out there? Are they more like 2,000 and 3,000 square foot homes?
They're between 2,000 and 4,000 more or less. We decided to focus on properties that were in the Gulf Front area.
Sure.
For location.
Right. Is that GF01 basically, essentially?
Yeah, GF01's the blue, then the pink or the kind of magenta looking colors.
But all the GF01's are open water views, Gulf views?
Mostly, yes. There's some that are indirect Gulf View, but these are the more desirable lots in this Gulf Front area.
Okay, yeah. I've been out there a few times.
The appraiser also conducted a study spanning multiple years in these sections to establish market trends. The purpose of these studies was to determine fair adjustments for the differences between the subject property and the comparable sales utilized in the sales analysis. Section GF05 was not considered due to the fact that it consists of properties with no waterfront or less than desirable waterfront. So those would be the ones in the kind of olive green.
Okay.
They have either no waterfront or their canals are very narrow compared to the other sections of the Gulf Front. So those were not considered. The appraiser's research yielded the following conclusions on location. The properties that sold in GFO1 have historically sold higher than properties that have sold outside of GFO1. For 2019, the mean or average price per square foot derived from market sales per GF section indicates the properties in GFO1 sold for approximately 25% more than those sold in the other GF sections or golf prep sections.
Can I pause here really briefly? How many, what's our square footage at our subject of land? And you might as well give me a front feet too while you're at it. And
that's,
you can keep talking while he's looking that up if you want.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't take long, that would, you know.
It's one of the, was it the last one? I know I had broken it down. I don't know if I brought it with me.
It's probably on the PRC. I was just wondering. Is the petitioner now? Do you know the site area and the front footage?
How big did they say the land was?
They haven't yet. They're looking.
They said the land was over 20,000 square feet, and it's actually 17,070 square feet.
17,070 square feet is what you think?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what do you think the front footage is, or do you have that?
That's where I use the map.
The front footage?
Front footage on the water.
I don't know right offhand.
Okay. Does the property appraiser have either one of those numbers?
Sam has a document inside here. We entertain the idea of front footage, but it's not in our petition packet that we use. So if you give us, bear with us, I believe he has taken front footage on all the properties.
That's fine. I saw on your land grid, because I'm ahead of you, that you had front feet on your comparables, so land comparables. Sometimes it's hard to tell which is the appropriate unit of measure until you start looking at the data and see what the data tells us.
166 feet.
166?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The petitioner is saying it's 166 front feet.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
You guys just let me know if you disagree, but it's probably pretty close.
Okay. Getting there. Yeah, that's for the comparable sales. Yes, I concur. The water frontage of the property
about
is 166
okay,
feet on water.
And he had said 17,070 is the square footage that he has, but he's saying that you think he's got a little bit more than that.
Yes, sir. We were going to have that in our rebuttal, but if you want to go ahead and cover it now, we
yeah,
can.
Might as well. Okay. Might as well. What do you have?
It was brought to our attention during this process when the exchange of evidence. Mm-hmm. So we took and had mapping, our mapping department look at the information, and they concurred that the square foot is off. So we agree with his land. He's saying right now the land value is about 500,000. I think we've got the land value broke out at 517,000. And we agree with his land value of 500,000, but we haven't gotten that far yet. So
I'm getting the square footage because at the end of the day, I may or may not agree with either one of you.
Right.
I may agree with both of you. I may disagree with both of you.
So we have.
I did see I have a bunch of land sales. This is a high dollar golf front property. Land value can be extremely key. So I'm gathering data.
So a lot 24 and lot 23 were redone by our mapping department, good, which came out a little bit smaller than
what number do you have?
So right now we have got 17,065 square feet.
065. Oh, only 5 square feet different. Okay.
Compared to 20,557 square feet.
Everybody agrees. Okay. All right. Thank you. Go ahead and continue. That's great.
Okay.
Primary approach to value of sales, I take it? Your primary approach to value is sales comparison?
Right. So we determined that the GFO1 sold for 25% more than those of the other GF sections. This percentage was applied as a location adjustment to the comparable sales. And the research for that is on page number 6.
Okay.
2019... the mean or the average price per square foot of market sales that occurred in 2019 and each of the other GF sections, 02, 03, and 04, they all sold for approximately 25% less than those in the more premium section of GF 01, which is all the way to the west. And of course, we just for trending went back to 2015, and historically, the section of GF 01 has always sold for more money than the other sections behind it.
Okay.
All right. As far as the on page two, the section on view, the appraisers determined that there are three different views or exposures. There are properties with a direct view of the Gulf to the west. There are properties with an indirect Gulf view that are slightly less desirable or partially obstructed. The last category are properties with a typical view of a canal and perhaps a neighboring property behind it to the rear. The subject property is considered to have an indirect Gulf view. It faces the view faces to the north, so he's got some Gulf view and he's got some of his neighbors, although it's kind of a wide.
It's,
yeah, I mean,
it's got some distance between it.
Yeah, you got some distance. It's still a desirable view.
Is there any land like 100 yards out, or is there an island or anything out there, marsh, something like that, or is it just Gulf?
Well, the north, you're going to have a little bit of sawgrass view, and then so you got to look more of a northeast-east to get the actual Gulf-ish view, west.
Yeah.
And then when you start looking more north, you're getting in the sawgrass view. I believe they've supplied some photographs of that
okay.
view.
All right, that's fine. I thought so. I'm trying to think from memory. I'm not 100% positive if I've been to this one or not, this road, I thought. But go ahead, continue. That's why I remembered as well.
Okay. The appraiser conducted a study of vacant land sales within GF01 section between 2014 and 2019, comparing the price per square foot and the lots view, and that would be on page number 7 is that study. The sales indicate that properties with a direct Gulf view sold for approximately 32% more than those with an indirect Gulf view, and properties with a typical canal view sold for about 23% less. So the appraiser applied a negative adjustment of about 25% to comparable sales with a superior Gulf view and a positive 15% adjustment to the comparable sales with your inferior canal view. Just trying to keep the numbers, rounding conservative.
Okay.
As far as the land adjustments on page number 3, there was also one land sale in 2019 in GF01 that sold for a rate of $30.91 per square feet. The mean or average rate of land sales range from $17.81 in GFO2 down to $9.22 in GFO4, a conservative rate of $15 per square foot or per square feet was used to adjust the differences in lot size or site size.
Okay.
Improvement adjustments, the market sales utilizing the sales analysis with their land and feature values deducted indicate a median building value rate of $112. The changes the subject property underwent has made the improvement larger than any property that sold in its market in 2019. Therefore, it is being considered an over-improvement. A nominal rate of $20 per adjusted square foot was used to adjust the differences in adjusted square feet. So we're recognizing that it is an improvement and it does suffer from some external obsolescence.
Super adequacy, I believe.
Yeah. As far as the condition, along with the additions and the improvements, the original structure was.
Side note, I'm not sure if I agree. By the way, $20 per square foot for the extra square footage, I'd buy that all day long.
But right.
I'm not sure if it really is anywhere near as much of a super adequacy as you're saying. But we'll see. I'll reserve judgment until I get more data.
We're just staying super, super conservative.
So your adjustments for size. And you're doing it on the adjusted base.
Right.
Which is a little different.
Which includes, garages, porches,
right.
Stuff like that
yeah.
at different rates.
Yep. Okay. All right. Feels conservative to me. go ahead.
Yeah, very, very, very conservative. Condition, along with the addition, the original structure was also completely renovated. The comparable sales utilized in the sales analysis have also undergone renovations to them in varying degrees per their sales listings. The listings for sale have also been included along with the property cards for the comparable sales. So at this time, no adjustments were made for the condition of the properties. And granted, the subject property underwent more substantial renovations than, you know, throwing in a new kitchen and bathroom and calling it a day. But so we're keeping the condition alone. The property appraiser's office has considered all criteria relevant to Florida Statute 193.011, with the greatest emphasis being placed on sales comparison, approach, and value. The appraiser has also provided a preponderance of evidence to support petitioner's market value. There's also a disclaimer showing about the use of the sales information from Realtor.com, real estate website available to the general public. This information on this website is believed to be true. However, the property appraiser's office cannot guarantee its accuracy. So that's gone through our synopsis.
And you reconcile.
Your primary approach to value was sales? Sales comparison approach, I take it?
Yes, sir. Okay, on page 4, you'll see our sales analysis grid.
On page 4?
Page 4?
Yeah, I'm there. Yep.
Okay. Okay, did you want me to just go through the sales individually or just our inclusion of value?
You determine how you want to support your assessment. I've looked at most of this already. It's not really appropriate for me to be leading you in any direction except for when I have specific questions. So you can present as much or as little as you like. I think I know what you got, but you know.
Can't hurt your own.
I'll leave it to you to decide how you want to proceed.
Okay, we'll just go through it briefly. For time's sake, first comparable is 4147 on Daisy Road, and that's located in GFO2, so one section over from the subject. For 25% adjustment. I'm sorry, that was a 15% adjustment. 15% adjustment was made for the location. We've adjusted for the view and the site size. We adjusted for the differences in effective age and size of the improvement. We did make an adjustment for bedrooms and bathrooms. The subject property has 5 bedrooms, 5 full bathrooms, and 1 half bath. So adjustments were made for the differences in those. Second comparable sale was 3114 Golfwind Circle. It's on the same street. That one also sold. That has a boat slip with it. That one's located in the GFO1, so no adjustment was needed there. That one has a direct golf view, so a negative 25% adjustment was applied for the view of this of that comparables to view. We made adjustments for size and for the effective age. That one had 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. Comparable sale number 3 was 3421 Flamingo Boulevard. That one's in GFO2, so one section over. That one was received a 15% adjustment for the section for location, and we adjusted for the view, adjusted for the effective age and the size, bedroom bathroom count. This fourth sale, it's 4138 Pinedale Court. That's about within a mile. That one's on the far east part of the G Golf front section. After adjusting, we applied adjustments for the view and for the site size and location. And effective age, the differences in bedroom bathroom count, and comparable number 5, which also has a boat slip, comparables 1, 3, and 4 do not have boat slips. They have to rely on whatever's behind their house.
How much, do the boat slips sell individually? Can you sell your boat slips?
I think they're conveyed with the property as far as I can see. The boat slips for comps 2 and 5 transferred with the
The
property.
I wasn't sure. There's some communities you could buy them separately.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right. So 3174, so after applying adjustments, so all the sales taken together, we have a range of $180 to $223 per adjusted square foot.
Now, let me ask you one question on your sheet here. You've got an adjusted sale price line there that ranges from $756,000 to $1,170,000. Is that the totaling of your adjustments, or is that the total of the adjustments? Is that the totaling of the adjustments plus the sale price, or is that just a total of the net adjustments?
That's purchase price plus any adjustments.
Right. So
the min and max.
Right. So in theory, if you skip your dollar per square foot line, your subject should fall in this range. But it's not. You're coming way above that because you're then converting the dollar per square foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're concluding to a dollar per square foot. I'm sorry. So you got your range of values, $1,465,000 to $1,791,000 at the bottom there. How did you calculate if your adjusted sale price line is $756,000 to $1,170,000? Why is the range of value $1,465,000 to $1,791,000? Does that seem the whole range seems to be outside of the range of your comps? You follow me?
Right. Well, it was broken down at a price per square foot, and we applied that price per square foot to the subject property. Fortunately, there's nothing that's sold within that year that's in that size in that area.
Well, that's fine, but you made adjustments for size. In theory, if your adjustments for size were right, your range should be there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's from what I'm looking at now, I think all of your adjustments seem conservative to me. You're $15 per square foot on the land. It looks like you've got 25. Indirect Gulf View is 25, and direct Gulf View is 33. The subject has got to be up there somewhere, not 15. And $20 a square foot for the extra area. Granted, I would be doing it on a heated area, not that it's the number you use. But that's 50 to 70% of the value of the whole of the base value of the building. So, instead of using $20 a square foot, $100 a square foot. It's probably $100 or $200 a square foot. I'm not sure what the value, your sales come out at what, in the 200s per square foot. An adjustment of $100, $150 a square foot might be what would have been done at that point. 50% of your sale price is kind of gets squirrely with high dollar land. So it gets a little squirrely with high dollar land that you have. But anyway, so it looks like those adjustments are, I think I can explain why your adjusted price ranges are coming in so low, because your adjustments are too low. From what I can see at the moment. But anyway, go ahead and finish up. But so you came up to a range of total dollars, but then you relied upon the dollar per square foot and then recalculated that times the square footage of the building, correct?
Right.
Basically, took the, as you see on the bottom, the subject's adjusted square foot times the minimal, which is $180, gives us a market value per adjusted square foot, and then we added back in the feature values.
Okay.
And then it gives us an indicated market value of 1.4.
By feature values, you mean the site improvements?
Swimming pools, yes, sir. All that stuff we back out.
Okay. So, I see what you mean. So you had a 50-year cost of sale adjustment was from the price per square foot above. Took off your cost of sale from that range, right?
And then that left us our min and max that when we applied our values to the min and max after cost of sale.
Okay, all right. I see what you did. I don't have any other questions.
We're done, I guess. For now, we're
okay. All right. I will end up recalculating, and I'm going to be using considerably more aggressive adjustments. But I see what you did. You gave me tons of data for how I almost. This for a house appraisal, I never see this much for a house appraisal. It is a big, unusual house. If you're done, the petitioner, please support the show over assessed.
Okay. A couple of points of clarification.
Sure.
The first being that, and we've already discussed it somewhat, on their sales adjustment grid, they have it at 20,557 square feet for the size size, and it's 17,070.
Yeah, I covered that. Yeah, when I was doing my calculations, I will I used the right number.
Right.
And I will again.
And they also indicated that it was an indirect, or that it was a direct. Somewhere along the line, I think I heard direct, and it's actually indirect.
Correct. Sure, yeah, I know that as well. Yeah.
We agree that the subject is indirect.
Yeah. Okay. But it's you know in the range of indirects, it's not a bad one. Although I'd like to see your pictures. I suspect it's a you know, I suspect they designed the new house to take as much advantage of the direct view as they could.
And I've got some pictures in my packet. But I'll go through mine first.
All right.
And this is basically my oral appraisal report.
Okay.
The following represents the minimum requirements for the development and reporting of a real property appraisal. As per standards 1 and 2 of the USPAP, the property is located at 3076 Gulfwind Circle in Hernando Beach. The clients are Mark and Kristen Policriti, who are the property owners. The intended users are the clients and the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board. The intended use of the oral testimony in this file memorandum is for purposes related to contesting the property owner's just value for 2020. The feasible market value is being appraised.
And just for the record, I in the last few years, I have actually appraised a couple of buildings on Flamingo, probably just a few blocks from us. Not as a crow flies, you'd have to actually swim, but anyway, go ahead, continue. So I do know this area well.
Okay, good. My name is Jay Talley. I'm NMAI SRA. I personally suspect. Hang on. Excuse me. I personally inspected the property on October 2nd, 2020. The date of value is January 1st, 2020. The subject site comprises 17,070 square feet of land area per the recorded plat. The subject house has 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and 2 half baths with 5,269 square feet of living area. The majority of the house was built in 2003. About 2/3 of it, and it was added on to and completely remodeled from 2017 through 2019. The subject house is in good condition, and the current condition of the property is generally similar to the way it was on January 1st, 2020. The property is zoned R1B, residential district by Hernando County, and is within the residential land use plan category. The property more than meets the minimum lot size requirement for the zoning district. The subject represents a double lot. Each platted lot on the Gulf and Gulfwind Circle has an interior boat slip. The property has a northeasterly view of other homes in Hernando Beach, a distant northerly view of a mangrove island, and a northwesterly view of the open Gulf. The highest and best use of the property as it vacant is for the development of a single-family residence on each platted lot. Highest and best use of the property as improved is for the continued residential use of the existing improvements. The sales comparison approach is used to estimate the market value of the property along with the cost approach. The income capitalization approach was considered but is not applicable since the subject property is not an income property and would not be purchased based on the income generating capability. The scope of this report was to the degree necessary for the thorough completion of the assignment. The best available comparable sales were used to compare to the subject, locationally and size. The cost new of the improvements was estimated based on other cost budgets I've reviewed over the last 2 years for overall similar homes, and also in a conversation I've had with the owner's contractor. Marshall & Swift Valuation Service was also considered. The land value is estimated to be $500,000 based on the sales comparison approach using comparable lot sales in the immediate vicinity. The land value includes and incorporates the contributory value of the seawall, boat slips, and the sovereign uplands, the uninsurable area that's immediately north of the legally described lot. Based on the best available improved sales, the adjusted value for the subject ranges from $1,140,000 to $1,318,900. The adjusted sales for the comparables that are located in Hernando Beach range from $1,140,000 to $1,270,000. I conclude to a market value estimate of $1,250,000 in the sale comparison approach. The indicated value of the cost approach, after accounting for functional obsolescence.
What did you, let me pause you real briefly, and then you can pick up, mark where you are, but what did you adjust for square footage differences? What was your dollar per square foot adjustment?
The square footage differential is $75 a square foot.
You did 75?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
The indicated value by the cost approach, considering functional obsolescence, is $1,252,000. The cost approach and sales comparison approach are presented in the provided evidence. In the final analysis, it is my conclusion that a reasonable market value estimate for the property as of January 1st, 2020, was $1,250,000. The exposure time is estimated to be approximately 6 months. I've also included a certification and a definition of the price.
Did you read the whole document?
Yes.
Okay. It's considered admissible.
Okay.
It's just, you know, that way I don't have to take notes.
There's no objection.
Just save the county $100 or $200. Go ahead.
Okay.
Plus, it's already on the record. So, anything else?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I notice on your cost approach, you've got $300,000 of functional obsolescence and 10% physical depreciation. I can understand the physical. It does have some older elements.
Right.
But that's totaling 40% of RCN. So, replacement cost new. That seems a little extreme to me. $75 a square foot adjusting on this property seems a little light to me. Possibly a lot light to me. So those are my initial concerns looking at this. You might address that.
I'll be addressing those, sir.
Thank you.
What I'd like for you to do is to go to the last page of my provided evidence, just to kind of the property appraiser side indicated that the homes in Hernando Beach range from 2,000 to 4,000 square feet, most of them. That's not the case. This is the list of every home in Hernando Beach that I provided there.
Okay, on this sheet here?
That's right. That's the list of every home in Hernando Beach over 3,250 square feet.
Yep.
That was built after 20. That was built after 2000.
So very few of them.
Right. And as you can see, we're the biggest home in Hernando Beach.
Yep.
All right. There's one other home that's over 5,000 square feet, example number 8. There's two homes that were in the 4,000 square foot range, and the other ones are in the 3,000 square foot range.
Ah, so this is an assessment study.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to kind of let you know before we get going with this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, if you'll look on in the first part of my evidence, you got the first page of the property record card.
Okay.
All right. Now go to the second.
And where is it? Oh, in the new package?
In my evidence? No, it's in my evidence that I've provided.
In the initial evidence?
Yeah.
Where in your package is it?
It's in the near the beginning.
Okay, sure. Fire away. Yeah, I got the PRC right.
Okay, the property record card. You look at the first page, and then go to the second page.
Yep.
All right. If you'll notice there that they have year built 2003.
Yep.
And they have 0% depreciation. Okay, we still, 2/3 of the home is still, you know, the original guts of the home. So
I get it.
There still has to be some depreciation that's allocated there.
I get it. I wasn't disagreeing with your 10%.
Yeah.
I was potentially disagreeing with your functional.
Okay. We'll get there. All right. And they have 1,053 as far as the cost new. Just wanted to point that out before we continue on.
In the end, I'm going to weigh everyone's evidence together. All the data goes into one bucket for my consideration.
Sure.
So So I got lots of data. Just you know, appraising right. This one at this point will not be difficult, even though it is a tricky property.
And if we go to property office, they've already indicated that they're agreeing to the $500,000 for the land value. Estimate.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. And I don't significantly disagree either.
Yeah, which is I cover some three lot sales that happened right there on Gulfwind Circle and also on Flamingo Boulevard. And I had a if you'll
are we talking about land value still?
Right. If well, you'll I mean, find the yeah. find the sheet that says Gulfwind lot sale summary.
Sure. Look like summary. Okay. Yes, I saw that. Okay. Yep.
And so after considering the site size, the frontage, they have boat slips.
I in a mental way, I'm in the 25 to 29 range, so I don't think we're disagreeing significantly.
Right. Okay. So we're at $500,000.
I think that's where my appraisal came out as well. I'm not positive, but
okay. All right, now as far as the sales, now when you have a situation like this where you're really by far the largest home, I mean, in effect, you're by far the largest home and you have a super adequacy like this.
It's a potential super adequacy.
Right, right. But it's over improvement, essentially.
Potentially, I mean, an over improvement. And so they may just be, you know, the market has to test it.
That's right.
For all we know, there's pent up demand for houses this big that we don't know about. You know, this may be the beginning of the curve. I don't know.
Well,
but I understand your point. Could very well be that.
Right. And so when you have sales that, you know, they're right there in the immediate area that all sold and they're in the, you know, 2,200, 2,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Sale number 9 is really the closest sale to the subject that's in Hernando Beach that was 3,700 square feet. So when you have a situation like that, really it's important to reach out to other areas, competing areas, where you know you have a similar type home and then make locational adjustments.
Right. I'm actually surprised you didn't come in with a bunch of 5,000 and 6,000 square foot sales from other locations.
Right. And so I have, if you'll look at my second page,
and
I've got some
second page
of the sales comparison. I have
sure.
a total.
4, 5, and 6?
4, 5, and 6.
Yep. Oh, you did get bigger ones. All right.
So 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Okay.
Okay, they're all that in that range there.
Yep.
And
excellent.
So.
Thank you for that, by the way. Although I see one of them's a 2020 sale. I imagine the property appraiser is going to pick up on that. On the first page, you have a 221.20, probably in the range of selling. Basically, it was probably under contract and a pending as of the lien date, so I would wait. Sale number 3. Sale number 4, 8/14/2020. I'll only wait it if I think the data needs it. The reality is I can relax. It's too far past the data value to put significant weight on unless there is not enough information on the record. And I don't know if that's – I doubt that's the case, but it might be. So that one is in question, just so you know. But go ahead and continue.
Okay. But you understand my point. It's imperative to go to other areas make locational differences.
I did the exact same thing last time I did a big home out there, too. Multiple county sales.
Right. And then adjust that way.
Yep.
And so, you know, for the sales on Gulfwind Circle, the comparable sale number 1 sold for $830,000. And by the way, $830,000, that's the highest price sale that's sold in the last 5 years.
I'm sorry, where is
Beach.
Gulfwind Circle?
Sale number 1.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, you got the small ones again, yes.
Right. But it's the highest price home that's sold in the last 5 years.
Okay, yeah.
All right?
I get it. We're the high end.
Yep.
We're the big guy out there.
So 2,200 square feet. I made the appropriate adjustments. The adjusted value was $1,270,000.
Yep.
Sale number 2 on Gulfwind Circle sold for $635,000 after making the appropriate adjustments. I'm up to a million, an indicated value of $1,220,000.
Yep.
Sale number three, 3200 Gulf Wind Circle, sold for $575,000 in April 2020. After making the appropriate adjustments to that, we're at $1,188,000. Comparable sale number four, it's in, located in Southern Hills, after making, sold for $1,125,000 in August of 2020.
Got it. And any of these have Gulf Front?
Pardon me?
None of your other sales, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, none of them are Gulf?
Well, sale number...
Vernon Beach might be, number 9.
So, sale number 8 and sale number 9 are... They're canals? On canals, okay. That are in...
Okay.
That are in Hernando Beach.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, sale number 4, the indicated value for that was $1,318,900.
Do we have the next petitioner waiting, by the way?
Pardon me?
Do we have the next petitioner waiting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I apologize for the delay. We'll wrap up pretty quickly and try to. So we do need to wrap up. Your package is great. You don't actually have to describe everything to me. I've been doing this since I started my professional career out of the graduate school.
Okay.
So I have a master's degree in real estate appraisal.
Okay.
And I've done it all my life.
I appreciate it. I very appreciate that. All right, going to my cost approach after that. When it comes down to it, the difference, my difference in the actual cost was not different at all. It's very little difference between my cost estimate between the property appraiser and me when it came to the actual cost. The differences are this. They didn't account for the fact that I gave a 10% physical deterioration adjustment to account for the fact that two-thirds of the house.
I do not disagree with your 10% physical.
And once you take you have such high costs that are into these homes that are, relative to the actual pilings that are constructing these homes. And the fact that it's the largest home in Hernando Beach, that, after you compare everything else to the cost approach to the sales comparison approach, the indicated functional obsolescence is $300,000. And so that's where I'm left with right there.
So your $300,000 came from a comparison of cost approach to sales.
That's right.
Derived that from your sales. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
After making all the appropriate adjustments to the comparables. Okay.
I get it.
And so that's why I made the large functional obsolescence adjustment.
Yep.
All right. And then for illustrative purposes, I talked about briefly all the homes that are 3,250 square feet and larger that were built after 2000. Yep. Now, if you look at all there, and I'm not using this as a basis for the actual assessment, but what I'm trying to do is illustrate how it seems like the just value per square foot for the house only is way out of bounds relative to the other homes in Hernando Beach. And we're the biggest house in Hernando Beach. So when you take out their just value, subtract out the land assessment and the other features and get to just the house, they have us assessed at $199.85
yep.
a square foot. And everything else in there goes from $105 a square foot to $165 a square foot.
Right, right.
It just doesn't make sense because we're the biggest house.
Sure. And to save some time for the property appraiser, because we are tight on time, I do note that the subject is renovated to a high degree of quality as of 2019. And you have sales ranging from 2000. Most of the sales are between 2001 and 2007, with a couple of them in 10 and 11. So these are older homes, lower dollar per square foot. So I get it. So I'm going to save you the trouble on that one. Anything else, petitioner?
Well, would you like for me to go over their stuff now, or do you want?
No, they do rebuttal first. Property appraiser, any rebuttal I haven't already talked about?
We have no further comment at this time.
Any rebuttal you have on
this? Yes, sir. I'm looking at their sales adjustment grid. And whenever we do a sales adjustment grid, and you know very well this, Steve, it's our adjustment grid should mirror with how the market reacts and how they buy homes and sell homes.
Right. They're doing mass appraisal. I understand this.
Right.
I would not do it this way either. This is not how we would normally do it.
They don't buy homes based on the adjusted, square footage.
Right. Yeah.
They don't do it that way.
Yeah, but
okay.
But it's they're doing mass appraisal.
I understand.
Canvas systems do it that way. Usually when they come into a hearing room, it's not defended this way. But some it can be because this is how the Canvas system works.
But they still laid it out in a sales adjustment grid here.
I get it.
And by their own admission, their adjusted price for the subject ranges, and you very well aptly pointed out, $756,000 to $1,170,000.
Yeah.
That's their own numbers.
Yeah. I don't think this is finished. It's not done yet.
Yeah.
The package is
right.
Huge. There's tons of data here, but I wouldn't be if I was doing this. I would not be finished yet.
Yeah. Another thing is when you're talking about a house and the adjusted square footage, it takes into consideration all these other things that
you don't
aren't
have
living.
You don't have to sell me on that. I'm with you 100%. Heated square footage.
You can't do it by the square foot.
On for the other items. Unless you're using a CAM system, a computerized model, this is appropriate.
I appreciate the fact you very well understand that.
Yep. Sorry, I am trying to save time because of what's happening.
No, I understand that.
we think similarly. I do think, are you done?
Yes, sir.
All right.
One question I would like to ask, if possible, is where you got your heating and living square foot. Was that off our records or you went off somebody else's?
It was very close to the... what the builder plan says.
I'm talking about for all your comparables.
It's a combination between mainly public records.
Public records has that. Almost everybody's public records. Does he have the incorrect?
There was one that was a little bit different. But
let me just save time. Does he have any incorrect square footage on any of them?
I would just take a look at the gross living area. Comparison to, he has 2,000. I think on our records for heating and living, it's 1,600. Comparison three, he has gross living area of 2860 on our records. We have 2526 and so on. But anyway, I didn't know where you were getting your.
Any other ones?
I stopped at that point in time.
Okay. All right.
Because I didn't know where he was getting his information from.
It's usually public records or MLS.
It's public records or MLS. And if there's oftentimes in the MLS, especially on an older house, they would have measured it.
We're getting into theory discussion. It's beyond this case. Let's stop it there. I'm sorry. In general, to save time, I'll hold my comments to myself. I do have, just because I don't want to start a discussion, I'll take you on. Any other final new information from anyone? No? Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. If there's no other final further comments, I'm going to go over the information in greater detail, make my determination at that time. That concludes petition 202. And next petitioner, thank you for your patience.